Well, there is no doubt that things are tougher for today's youngsters than they were for their parents. No grants, expensive housing and job insecurity mean it can be tough to be independent. But do we do them any favours by embarking on what the Social Market Foundation calls lifelong parenting? Should we cut those purse and apron strings and insist they sink or swim? Well, Marianne Seacart is assistant editor of The Times. Professor Terry Apter is the author of The Myth of Maturity. Now, Terry, you call this the boomerang generation, I think, and 40 to 50% of young adults are going home at some point. Why?
There are a variety of reasons. As we've seen, the financial reason is a very strong drive. It's difficult, even in your first good job, to have enough financial wherewithal to have independent housing. But that is only one aspect of it. Young people, when they're out of university, finished college or a course, still feel that they need some direction. They're facing a maze of career choices. They have high expectations for their careers. They're less likely to have ties to a neighborhood, an interactive community, to a stable set of friends. So the attachment to the family does remain an extremely important bond for to support them as they try to become more adapted to this very complex society.
Marianne, how do you reckon you would react if yours said we'd like to come home at 24?
I think I'd try my best to enable them to remain independent rather than have them back at home. And my view is that there are two approaches to parenting. One is that really almost from birth, the process of parenting is a process of weaning your child away from you in the nicest possible way, but enabling them to be able to be independent. And the other approach is to shelter them, to protect them for as long as possible. Now, I believe that the first approach is the healthiest one, because in the long run, they are going to have to be independent adults. And the longer you try to protect them from that, the more you're doing them a disservice.
You can't be independent if you're under your parents' roof, can you?
I would disagree with Marianne's dichotomy. I don't think it's a matter of weaning versus protection. I think what we teach our children is the importance of attachment. They're born into a relationship of love and care. They develop within that relationship. These bonds are important throughout their lives, and we know from research that this very difficult transition from adolescence to adulthood is facilitated by continuing connectedness to parents.